On behalf of Straight and Narrow, we'd like to thank you for buying our CD. We hope that the songs you just heard ministered to your heart. And we'd like to take just a minute to extend an invitation to you today, friend, to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart today. In the book of Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Friend, I'd like to illustrate it to you like this. Think of a dartboard and God being the bullseye, and how we always try to hit the mark, but we never can. We have to come to a point in our life that we realize that we're all sinners. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." And if we study out death, that's eternal separation from God. The book of Mark 9:46 talks about hell. Talks about where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. But then we see that heavenly conjunction there in Romans 6:23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." In Romans 10:9 it says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Romans 10, verse 12 through 13 says, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Friend, I don't know where you are today. I hope as you listen to the songs on this CD that they spoke to your heart. We're all in different places and areas in our lives, and I just want you to know that it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done or what your past is, that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to save you today. And you need to realize that your eternal destination is hell if you have not accepted Him as your personal Savior. And I ask right now, if God's convicting your heart and you've never made that decision, if you just bow your head right now and just pray this simple prayer. God, I believe that I'm a sinner. And God, I believe that Jesus came to this earth and died upon an old rugged cross for my sins. And God, I don't understand everything, why it had to happen the way it did. But God, I believe your word. And God, I ask that you come into my heart today and save me, God. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer today, I want to congratulate you in the decision that you've made. I encourage you to get into a good Bible-based church, and we would love to hear from you. We would love to get you some literature to help you in your walk with the Lord. And friend, claim this day today as your day of salvation. May God bless you.